Time to talk some motoring on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. David Brown joins us as always. David, how are you doing?
Very well, Andrew. Thank you.
One of the nicest little vehicles I've ever seen on the roads. They seem compact and they seem sprightly is the Suzuki Swift, and you've taken one for a test drive recently.
There's been a quiet achiever in the market, haven't they, really, yeah, over the years? That had, understandably, a very loyal following. The name has been used for a long time. It wasn't used in Japan until 2000, but they've been out and they've been badge engineered. Holden had one for a Barina for a while.
Yes.
Now, the new sort of shape came out quite some time ago. I remember driving down a motorway one time. It was the first time this model had come out, the shape had come out, the new shape. Someone drove past and gave me the thumbs up. It was a little bit different.
No. Oh.
It has evolved over the years, and now really from the Japanese version of it that we're into what you would call the third generation, and that's starting to look a little bit more, well, not generic, but a little bit less of the distinctiveness. I think it looks a little bit like a Ford Focus. Now, of course, they're not just made in Japan. They've got 35 factories in 23 countries, but they do, I think, reflect the Japanese attention to solid and dependable design.
They definitely do, and also with what's a pretty competitive little engine. Like, it's not a big throbbing beast in that, but it manages to carry it everywhere it needs to go.
And, of course, they have the top-of-the-range GTI,
yeah,
which it costs about $30,000, but I've got to say, it is a beauty. It comes in some rich bronze colours, and it really goes back to that, you know, first led by, say, Peugeot 205, but of course more modern and more comfortable and more sitting well on the road. It's a little ripper. Given that a lot of these GTIs now are getting very expensive, I think that's a beauty. I drove the GTI a little while ago. I've been driving the base model, the GL, and there's also a GLX Turbo. Starting price is about $19,000, but I think it does everything quite well. The only thing I'll say is that little cars without, you know, a little bit, engines are working quite, not hard, but yeah, having to do its work quite forcefully. When you put it in with a CVT gearbox, that's continually variable transmission, that's one that doesn't have stepped gears. It picks the ratio whatever suits. It's a bit like on the back of a push bike. Instead of having step gears, you have a cone and you could slip a drive belt up and down and pick whatever ratio,
yeah,
is best for the time.
Right.
You and I perhaps might remember slipping clutches.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that where you rev the engine and it doesn't seem to go fast. So what happens is you start out and you accelerate and the engine goes up almost to a constant revs, and then the car builds itself slowly as the gear ratio changes. That can be a bit noisy.
And, of course, if you turn the radio up loud enough, you won't hear anything.
You've got to listen to my voice in this segment. That may be a disadvantage. You can, entry level is, of course, a 5-speed manual gearbox, so you get those, but most people will clearly be going for what is the equivalent of an automatic, the CVT gearbox. But very bright colours and, you know, just a great little car. And I tell you what, in that segment, which is the small, very well, light segment, they call it, it's the one below a Corolla segment.
Yeah.
It's really rocketing up the scales.
Certainly because of the rally influence, isn't a little car like that best to be driven as a manual, David? I mean, amongst other things, it's better for the car and it's more enjoyable for you as the driver.
Rally is, I have a little background in that. Yes, I love it. Given that, but equally, perhaps on an outback road, it really doesn't matter if you just sort of, you know, once you get in top gear,
yeah,
it's not too tiring. But around an urban area, I think perhaps I'm coming lazy or old, it's one or the other or both, that the automatic equivalent is really the easiest to drive.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
But give me a twisty outback road and a manual is exactly what I want.
Plenty around here in the Hunter Valley. You'll have to bring your next test drive up our neck of the woods. David Brown, as always, thank you for joining us. We'll talk more motoring next week.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.